This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Time with God builds your relationship with God, and all of the life of God and the power of God flow into your life through that relationship when it's healthy. You can only keep it healthy by spending time with the Lord and by responding to Him as He speaks to you, challenges you, even convicts you, that you respond to Him. The more responsive you are to the Lord, the more your relationship with Him will grow and grow and grow. We're looking this week at having a passion to serve others in our lives. And I want to go with you today to Mark chapter 10. You know, we looked yesterday in Philippians 2 at Jesus' attitude of serving others. Even though He existed as God, He chose to become a man and take the form of a bondservant. He said, "I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many." And God wants to develop that attitude in us as well. Listen to what Jesus said about your life making a big difference on this earth, what it takes to be great. He said, in verse 42 of Mark 10, calling the disciples to Himself, Jesus said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them." That's the way the world works. If you have power over people, you're a great person. He says, "But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man," that's Jesus Himself, "did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life a ransom for many." Not this way among you. Among you, it's not to be that you try and get more and more power over people where everyone has to do what you say. For you, you are to look for more and more ways that you can serve people and minister to them and encourage them and meet their needs. You remember, Jesus was our role model, and He points it out here. "I did not come to be served." He existed as God. He could have demanded that everyone do exactly what He wanted. He could have lived a life of total ease and total honor. But that wasn't why He came. He came to be served. In one place, He even washed the disciples' feet to show them what His life was about and what His leadership was about. That wouldn't have been a pleasant experience, would it? No. Even if God calls you today to give up your pride and do something menial, something you feel like somebody else should maybe do, put your pride aside and serve other people. Honor them. Build them up. Ask yourself the question, how can I help this person? How can I minister to them? And then go for it. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.